For Sale Podcast, episode number 72. Truth of the matter is, I really don't care what number this is. So maybe it's 71, maybe it's 72 or 73. We're moving a lot of product on the internet, evaluating the coolest things that we find for sale. Got some cool stuff today. We're going to do three today. This really cool business concept on the East Coast on the beach, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, right outside of Ocean City, Maryland. We'll get to that in a second. A really kick-ass boat. I've had a boat before. I love boats. I don't think about them a lot. Saw this boat in, I think it's Hendersonville, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. We'll get to that in a second. But first, I want to start off. I love this business. I love this business that's for sale in Destin, Florida. I mean, Destin, Florida, tourist mecca. I like Destin. White sandy beaches. Don't be deceived about Destin. Gets a little chilly in the winter months. This isn't South Beach. This isn't Tampa. It gets a little chilly, but an absolutely beautiful city. And a lot of people vacation there, especially people from the Midwest, because they can drive to Destin. Here's why I love this business. This water sports marina business is really cool because that's what people go to Destin to do. Fun in the sun, live the salt life, rent some jet skis, have some beers, cruise around in the Gulf. That's what Destin's all about. Now, this specific business, like I said, it's the water sports business in Destin. Pontoon boats, jet skis, parasail, fishing is a huge industry in the Gulf. Shuttle boats, tons of stuff. The business model on these type of businesses are fantastic. There's a lot of room for upsell, and it's all just time. You want to rent this pontoon boat for 2 hours? Cool. But if you're out there and you're having a kick-ass time, it's X and X amount of dollars for every 30 or 60 minutes or whatever. Here's why I love this specific business. I don't have the name of it, and I'm going to post the, you know, we'll tweet out the episode with the ad itself, or you can go to medium.com and find our For Sale Podcast channel, which we have all the details. But Destin Harbor is small little harbor. Again, it's a salt life deal. Fun and profitable business. Here are the numbers that I'm getting on this specific marina. First off, they're asking $1.1 million. They're stating the gross revenue, $800,000. I'm not the biggest fan of gross revenue because I kind of want to know what I'm getting, what's in my net. So cash flow, $275,000. They're looking for about 4x earning. I don't know enough about the marina business. I know a little bit about it. I don't know enough about it if 4x earning is fair. I also don't know if the real estate is included or if this is just a lease situation. And obviously, I don't know what the lease is. Is this a 1 or 2 years left remaining on the lease? If so, you're never going to make your money back because they want 4x earnings. So at the money that you want to buy this for, they want to sell it for, I should say, $1.165 million, cash flow $275,000. So if the lease is under, let's say, 4 years, nah, it's terrible. Listen, I like my leases rock solid at about 10 years. And again, I don't know if this is a real estate deal. Like, is this money for the business and the real estate? Whole different story. But the business model here is pretty cool. The marina's been around since 2004, so over a decade of service. It looks like you got private parking. There's some overflow parking for trucks and trailers. You're going to need that in the marina business. Think about it. You got inventory coming in, whether they're Sea-Doos or pontoon boats or maybe service and maintenance. Boats get stuck. They break down. They sink. All this stuff happens. You get a rogue hurricane up in the Gulf. So that's cool. It's cool that it has that kind of stuff that a lot of people wouldn't think about when you're buying a business and looking for the opportunity. This is a competitive business, which isn't a bad thing because like I said, Destin is a tourist. It's a tourist mecca. It's where people go to spend their money and people go to Destin, not because, it's in the middle of the desert. It's because it's got beautiful white sandy beaches and there's water. So I like this business. Again, I like water businesses because people have fun spending their money and the upsell potential in a water sports marina business. I just love the upsell. And look, depending on what your situation is with your resources and how much lettuce you have stacked, you know, $1 million, you and a couple buddies, cash flow is already at 275. It says they have 8 employees. I don't know if the owners, if they're smart, they're putting themselves into that number of employees. But, and you should too, by the way. I hate absentee business unless you're just a filthy rich investor. Filthy, filthy rich investor. So they say they have 8 employees to run this thing relatively year round. Like I said, a little chilly in Destin. But I would check this business out. I think it's a very interesting business. All right, let's get to another beach market. Man, I'm telling you, I love the beach. I love the salt life. You know, one of the reasons I love it is because kind of what I mentioned before, you can have fun running a business at the beach because you're at the beach and your clientele pretty much, especially if you're in a high tourist area, they're having fun spending their money. And there's something to be said for that. This business is really, really cool. It's on the beach, Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, just outside of Ocean City, Maryland, which is just a few hours, about 3 hours from Washington, D.C. It's not far from Jersey, Ocean City, New Jersey, New York, Atlantic City. So you've got money that is traveling to the eastern shore of Maryland and Delaware. And here's the thing about these thrift stores. People go on vacation, they like to find cool, beachy, weird crap. All right, this is, you know what this is? This is a garage sale. This is a yard sale on steroids at the beach, which is cool. And by the way, don't be fooled. Rehoboth Beach, Ocean City and everything, those are viable 12-month markets too. Big convention center in Ocean City, just, I said, a couple hours outside of Baltimore, Maryland, Annapolis, the state capital of Maryland, a few hours from D.C., the freaking nation's capital. So this business, it's a turnkey deal. It's been there for 18 years, another reason why I really, really like this. So 18 years, it's been branded. I'm reading the ad right now. Looks like we're getting this off of Craigslist. Yeah. I don't see a price on this. Is this right? Yeah, no price. And the person who owns this is being honest. They're saying, look, after 18 years, this thing needs to be modernized up a little bit. It needs a touch of 2015 and beyond. So my guess is around 2015 is when maybe profits started to go down. The owner started losing passion, whatever. 18 years, you're running a good business. Get out of it. And it says right here, I need to retire. I love the business. The person's going to stick around in a consultant role if you want. All the merchandise is going to remain. It's 3,500 square feet. Again, I don't know what the lease is, but it says the current owner will help negotiate with the landlord. They have a good relationship, which is very important. As I always say, your business is only as good as the lease remaining. Because if you want to sell this business or any other business, and you only have a year or two left, your prospective buyer is going to go, how am I going to make my money back buying your business? I got to buy your business. And by the way, let's be real here. Whether you're an owner or a seller, and I get a lot of emails from people wanting me to talk about their product or their business or their house or whatever to sell it. But here's the deal. When it comes to businesses, you are just selling the opportunity for somebody to pay a lease if you don't own the real estate. And that's a fact, okay? That's why leases have to be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Can you do a 99-year lease? Do it. Go get it. It's just more favorable for the person buying it. Why would they buy something when the risk in a year or 2 years or 24 or 36 months is the landlord could say, I don't want to do this anymore, or my nephew wants this space, they're going to do another business, or I'm going to give this to my daughter. Then you're out. What? You've got nothing. The lease is the lease. Once it's over, it's over. So it's so important. That is just so important. So many people make the biggest mistakes by not paying attention to the term of the lease, especially in the restaurant business. I know 3 years sounds like forever, but if you want to sell it, you will never make your money back. Promise. All right, back to the thrift. I go ape shit about leases because it's so easy to understand, but most people don't take the time. So 18 years, thrift store on the beach, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And again, it's a resale business. Here's the other thing about the resale business. This is primarily a cash business. You can take that how you want it and however you think that's positive. I know how I think that's positive. But the fact of the matter is, you're not paying all these fees on credit cards, which is just complete crap. And I know there's a lot of different ways to do it now with apps and everything. But you know what? I like a nice, healthy cash business. I just like it. It's easy. It's clean. It's right there for you. And the other thing about this business is when people come in and they have their merchandise to sell, they have kind of emotionally already parted ways with this and have kind of already come to the conclusion that whatever they drove there with, they're probably not driving home with. Which means when you say, okay, what would you like for your table and chairs? And they say $100 and you say, you know what? I don't know that I could resell it for $100 or anywhere close. So I'm going to need to only give you $40. Well, in their mind, they don't want to take this stuff back home. They'd rather just take $40 home. And again, do you have time to put elbow grease into it, clean it up? Are you creative? Can you add something? Can you paint it? Can you polish it? Whatever. This is a great, great profit business. I know some people in this business. I know the return rates are 3, 4, 5 times minimum. I know some stuff, and really creative people can get up to 10 times their return on the investment. So you buy a chair for $10. Yes, you can sell it, resell it for $100, but you can't just put a $100 sticker on it. You have to be creative in your design and you know, in your staging. There's so many different things. Are you always going to make 10 times? No, but you most likely will always turn a profit, and that's the game. I love this. I love it at the beach. I love that it's been there 18 years. And if the guy's for real and he's got a positive relationship with the landlord and can negotiate you a solid, solid, stable lease, man, look at that. All right, finally, I was mentioning boats. We found this boat in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I lived in Nashville for a few years. A lot of great lakes in Tennessee, especially just outside of Nashville. And there's some in Hendersonville. Of course, if you live there, you say Hendersonville. It's kind of like not Louisville, Louisville. This boat's pretty cool. 2008, it's a Regal 3360, which just means it's a nice big boat, all right? It's a nice big boat. And it's twinnies, two big engines, heat, air conditioning, a generator. Look at everything this boat has. Well, don't look because you won't be able to see it, but I'm going to tell you. Two flat screens, a hot and cold shower, a cockpit receptacle to plug in outside flat screen TVs. Yeah, you could live on this. Satellite, there's a TrackVision satellite for televisions. This is a one-owner deal. It's only been on a freshwater lake. So if you're going to only use it on a freshwater lake, nice, because we all know what salt can do to your engines and all the maintenance that sometimes it requires. GPS chart plotter, it's on there. The couch converts to the sleeping area. The full galley with refrigerator, microwave, sink. There's an electric cooktop, double burner, little wet bar, the remote spotlight. Let me see here. What else do we have? Cockpit cover. The cockpit is very cool. It's very modern. You know what? It's very Millennium Falcon. It's very, you are Harrison Ford. Chewbacca's next. You're in the Millennium Falcon. It's very modern. It's very cool. I like it a lot. The cockpit table has the cushion. The camper canvas, this is a really, really, in the four-deck sun pad, I'm actually looking at that right now, you have your own little tanning station, if you will, in the front of the boat. $99,000 is what they're wanting for this. 2008, in boat years, it's a baby. It's a baby boat. One owner, good news, as long as he didn't, you know, drive it into another boat. They were asking $104,900, now they're asking $99,000. Looks like drakescreekmarine.com. Drakescreekmarine.com is the name of the dealership. Really cool boat. You know, it stuck out to me because only in freshwater. So if you were going to convert it and put it into to a bay or, you know, brackish water or just, you know, out in the ocean, you could do it. But I like that it's only been in freshwater. So they keep some of the wear and tear down with the salt. You've really got to be maintenance proactive on a boat. Like I said, I've had a boat a little bit smaller than this one, but only 171 hours on this, which again, for 2008, this is a baby boat. This is a really, really pretty good, solid deal. And it's a really nice boat. I could live on this boat. I'm looking at pictures right now underneath. I could live on this boat. And I love water, by the way. Bays, oceans, rivers, lake, whatever. I love boats. This is a very cool modern boat. Great, great deal. The price has dropped. It's under 100K. If you've got money for a boat, I love this. I love this deal. All right, for sale podcast. Thanks for checking it out. You know, we're moving a lot of product. We got a lot of people that are emailing us and tweeting us. It's a lot of fun to do. I just like looking for cool things on the internet. If you want to get a hold of us, forsalepodcast@gmail.com. It's just the word forsalepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, @forsalepodcast. We're also on medium.com, where we post all the links to all the items that that we have found for sale. So medium.com, like it's not hot, it's not cold, it's medium. So medium.com, and the For Sale Podcast is the channel. For Sale Podcast is the channel on medium.com. More soon.